Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. Up North News with Pat Kreitlow starts now.
Well, here we are. And good morning. It's Friday, August 19th. Dad Shirt Friday. More about that in our 9 o'clock hour. Do our little coffee break. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Luke Mathers is here as well on this Friday morning. Coming up this hour, Carolyn Fiddler, a national expert on state politics, live from the Netroots Nation Convention out in Pittsburgh, a gathering of progressive activists. In our third hour, Up North News reporter Christina Lori and some of the good news stories that she's been working on. First, weather-wise, we've talked about how it was going to be scattered in terms of, you know, whether rain fell and how much you'd get. And you know that during the show yesterday, I talked about how it was just raining to beat the band, like pretty much through the entire show. And then there was a break, and then there was an absolute monsoon in the early afternoon. And then there was a wave of light rain in the evening. Do you know what's in the rain bucket up here on Lake Wissota, Luke, at this point when all was said and done?
3.5 inches.
4.75 Ooh, inches.
I almost went 4.5.
The one during the show, 2 inches. Another 1.5 inches during that monsoon. And then a little bit more last night. But again, here's how scattered it is. Last I saw, and I didn't look at this deeply, but Eau Claire, the Eau Claire Airport, which is not even 10 miles down the road, said 0.9 inches. And now that might be a little old, but I didn't see a lot of other reports with that much rain. I think we just happened to be under one of those cells. So I'm really enjoying that after the rain, it's all bright and green. So for the first time here at the Lake Wissota Studios, we have the curtains open. And I'm not sure if that's working or not for folks watching the video feed. So I was deferring to Luke here. If it's too washed out over on this side, well, if I look over at the cornfield, or, you know, do I have to find a new kind of TV makeup if I do that? You know, I have to think about the important things, Luke.
Wait, we're supposed to be wearing makeup on these shows?
Not you. There's an age range. Oh, okay. You're not there. You still have that baby face working. Whereas I have to hide decades of stress. So is this all right with the curtains open here?
Yeah, you can tell the natural light's coming in on that one side, but I don't think it's to a point where it's
the other reason that it was closed for the first 3 weeks of the show is, and I think I might have mentioned this once or twice, but there are several, like 3-4 different house major remodeling or construction projects going on our street, just quite coincidentally. And so there's been a lot of truck traffic, and I think things are starting to ease up now. At least I hope so. It has made the neighborhood much more fit. There now seems to be a neighborhood exercise program, more people walking up and down the street than ever before. Not that they want the exercise, but we're all a bunch of looky-loos. So we walk up and down and, you know, see what's happening with this house or that house and take it all in. Brewers managed to beat the Dodgers yesterday, split the series. And head to Wrigley this afternoon for a 3-game series, but then 3 more in LA against the Dodgers next week. We will talk a bit more about that. We will also tell you a bit more about a new way to listen to us live on an app or a website. If you're catching us by Facebook or Twitter and want something a little easier, or if you're listening in Wausau and can't always be on WXCO, we'll tell you more about how you can be part of the show later on. But first, just a few moments of some Wiscommon sense, as I like to think of it. You might recall a story that I told recently about how TV weathercasters have one forecast they should never be allowed to make, and that's the 50% chance of something, rain, snow, whatever. 50-50 is a coin flip. You and I can flip a coin. My message to meteorologists is take a stand. People are depending on you. Now, I get that weather isn't an exact science. And neither is polling. And in both cases, we have experts who try their best, and then we have to interpret what we can get out of their work. It might be guessing whether to have that picnic this weekend, or it might be guessing how an election is going to turn out. In the Marquette poll this week, we saw you know, the baseline numbers for Mandela Barnes with the lead over Ron Johnson. We saw that Governor Evers and Tim Michaels are in a statistical dead heat. And we saw a huge gap in issues as far as how Democrats and Republicans see the issues. And so we really have to read the tea leaves of the independents. And it makes you wonder, who are these independents? Well, first off, they're independents because they say so. Wisconsin does not require you to register with a party. So much like the weather, sometimes we just have to take our best guess as to what somebody is. People say they're independent because they're frustrated. They don't think that the politicians in either party are moderate enough for them. And I get that. Parties get a well-deserved rap. But they're also the only instruments we have in this particular democracy where like-minded people can rally around their values. Parties can be as narrow or broad as they want to be. The most obvious example of a narrow party is the Green Party and the environment. Unfortunately, right here, right now, with only two choices of parties that can actually win, we are letting each election fall to parties and candidates that not everyone falls in love with. But I can't emphasize this enough. On election day, it is a binary choice, D or R. You can vote elsewhere, or you can vote, you know, you can decide not to vote, but then you will have not had your vote used to its greatest potential by letting all the other D and R voters basically make the decision for you on our leaders. So on that day, and it's only 81 days away, do not say the choices are 50-50. Take a stand. People are depending on you. We'll be back with more after this. You're up north.